This is Brian Anderson, editor of City Journal, and I'm here with Guy Sermon, author of numerous books on economics and foreign affairs, including Barefoot Capitalism and the forthcoming Empire of Lies on China in the 21st Century. Guy has recently traveled to Moscow to take the pulse of Russia in 2007, speaking to leading Russian economists. His article, Moscow, Oil Town, appears in the autumn City Journal. Welcome, Guy.
Thank you.
So tell me, you've been to Moscow and Russia many times. What was different in your latest visit?
Well, in the Soviet Union, Moscow was a terrible city, you know, extremely sad and gray. And today it's another world. It's of course it's very prosperous. It's clean. It's joyful in a way. And I'm very happy for the Russians.
Well, you had mentioned that in the old days there was only one restaurant in Moscow. I take it things are different now.
Right. There was only one restaurant and you had to pay in hard currency and there was not much on the menu, as you can imagine. Today, Moscow is like Manhattan or Paris. You have a lot of restaurant, bar, cabaret, and fashion design boutique everywhere. It's a bit too much in a way.
Well, what in your view is driving this prosperity? The argument of this piece is in part it's oil money. I guess that's an obvious statement.
Well, the prosperity is based on oil, and oil. Russia is exporting nothing but oil, and the price of oil, being what it has become, of course, there is no incentive to do anything other, to produce anything other than oil. So they sell a lot of oil, and the money is consumed within the country, and not much is invested.
Now, you speak in this article to several economists, very prominent in Russia, both from a policy standpoint and an intellectual standpoint. What's their assessment? You get different views in the piece, depending on who you're talking to, I guess, whether they're in power or out of power.
Yeah, well, people out of power were people working with Yeltsin, the author of the so-called shock therapy in the 90s. They think that they did a terrific job, that they were able to bring this economy from a totally centralized and planned society toward a free market society. And in a way, they did well, you know, when you remember the starting point, and a new entrepreneurship did emerge in Russia. So to what extent, the Russian prosperity today is due to this entrepreneurship or due to the price of oil, this is a subject of debate. But what's important, I think, that nobody is against the free market anymore. Nobody wants to go back to the older days.
Well, this is a point made by Arkady Dvorkovich, who is Putin's top economic advisor.
Yes.
A young man, 35
yes.
years old,
yes.
So presumably he's from a generation that really only experienced communism in its waning days. But he has an astonishing quote in your article. He says, well, yes, we're almost there for a free market society. We still do not have an independent judiciary, nor do we have genuine rule of law and officials who apply the rules rather than embezzle funds. Other than that, we're a free market society. What's your take on it?
But you can be optimistic and saying, well, it's not a free market society, but they want to go there. There is no debate on what the focus is, and this would be the optimistic interpretation. Now, if you're a little bit more pessimistic, you could say that because of oil and because it brings so much money, it does replace the rule of law, and it does replace true entrepreneurship. This is the ambiguity of a wealth only based on oil.
So if you were to speculate about the near-term future of Russia's economy, how much of it will be based on oil, or are you relatively optimistic about where things
well,
are?
Well, there is no reason why the prices of oil would go down. So oil will still be very important. But there is real entrepreneurship in Russia. We should not underestimate their will to build a real free market society. And also we have to remember that to build a free market society, you need some rule of law. And Russia is not based on law, but it's much safer than it was in the time of the Soviet Union. It's also much safer than in the time of Yeltsin. And this is why Putin is so popular.
Thank you, Guy. The article, again, is Moscow, Oil Town, and it appears in the Autumn City Journal. It's available on the City Journal website, www.city-journal.org. Thanks again, Guy.